So a great day at the Commonwealth Games for Canada. Emily Batty got silver and Catherine Penrill got the gold. So 1-2 for Canada, the women's cross-country event. And that was a follow-up to Remy Pelletier-Roy's bronze on the track in the scratch race. And we're lucky enough to have Zach Bell on the line here. And Zach is at the Commonwealth Games and he's a veteran of the team. Are you there on the line, Zach?
Yeah.
Excellente. So fabulous day. Got to be exciting for you and for the team to see first Remy get a bronze and then Catherine the gold and Emily the silver today, eh?
Yeah, it was good. It's been a good couple of days for sure. Just teams kind of building momentum. You know, you could feel it when the mountain bikers came in. There was a lot of confidence there. And, you know, they got here just in time to see Remy pull down the first medal for the cycling group. And yeah, those girls went out and smashed it today. There was definitely eye of the tiger out there. They didn't take any prisoners for sure.
Yeah, no, for sure. It was nice that we did see something on Twitter with the Catherine, you know, and Remy. But very exciting a few days. I know there was a little bit of a pent-up sort of anticipation in the track. We were hoping for something earlier, but finally that you guys broke the ice. You know, you're a veteran of the whole scene, and you've been doing a lot of road as well. I think you haven't been on the track all that much. Am I correct?
Yeah, pretty much the only event I've done since the London Games on the track is Nationals. So, yeah, I've been kind of staying away. I've been doing some camps with these guys when I get the opportunity. But yeah, really, I've been trying to focus on my road career and the things that I've been doing with Smart Stop. So yeah. It's been a bit of a change to be back on the track.
Yeah, I was thinking that because I've been watching you on the road. You won the Nationals last year, the Road Nationals, which was a great title for you. And, you know, kudos to you on that. You've got a very long resume in the track, so, you know, you've certainly, you know, proven your worth there. And what was it like coming back and racing at the Sir Hoy Velodrome?
It was good. You know, I think for me, coming back as part of the team unit was a bit of a different experience, you know, so it was pretty fresh. Doing the team pursuit isn't something I've done a lot of. Certainly watched a lot of them and been involved in some in the past, but this has been the first kind of concentrated effort I've been involved in that event. And, you know, getting back into just doing the bunch racing for bunch racing's sake and not being involved in you know, the grand show that is the Omnium, which is, you know, it can be kind of frustrating at times. It was nice to just get back and take each race and race it all out and race it hard. And, yeah, I really missed doing that. I didn't really realize how much I missed it. But, yeah, those bunch races is certainly something special for me.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, of course, you know, the Omnium is a very unique event with five or six tests of your abilities, eh? And it's quite a challenge. And you've, I think it was you and,
Tara Whitten.
Yeah, Tara Whitten. Thanks.
Yeah.
But you and Tara, of course, ripped it up there with your Omnium overall wins not long ago. So, you know, watching, you know, you guys do the team pursuit. You guys came. You got the. You made it to the quarterfinals or to the rounds. And talk about the new sort of teams that are happening on in the track that's sort of starting. And of course, the Milton Velodrome is coming in. So there's obviously a new resurgence in interest in the track.
Yeah, I mean it's growing. You know, slowly but surely. I think the process that we're kind of undertaking here is a long process and certainly isn't going to involve me in the end game. You know, I think men's team pursuit in particular is a long-term build. And, you know, I think there's been some good gains made, especially with the young riders that are in the team now. And that's what I'm trying to bring to the table is just to kind of help give these guys another foot forward so that they can become the senior members of the team sooner. You know, it won't take two Olympic cycles. You know, a guy like Aiden Caves will be able to kind of guide, you know, the next group of juniors in, and hopefully they'll be riding closer times than Aiden was able to when he came in. And certainly those guys are already going faster than I was at that age. So it's exciting, but it's the beginning of something that needs to grow across the country, you know, and Milton coming together is going to do nothing but improve that platform and improve the number of kids that we have involved, and really that's what this program is about. You know, it's about giving those kids sort of a program in between that they can aspire to and something that those talented kids can reach for before they, you know, have the long ball of, you know, trying to get onto a big pro team or a world tour team. You know, it's gives them some interim goals where they can develop some skills and get some opportunities and go fast in the meantime.
Yeah, sure. You know, I'm guessing from your perspective, you know, to see it going up and to see what's happening in track, and given your history and you know, you've gone through the school of hard knocks, so to speak, you know, and now there's going to be a velodrome for everybody going forward. But great to see Aiden there with you, and great to have a mentor like you on the team to help all the guys, because nothing beats experience in terms of having a little ace in the hole to help you get through. And Aiden certainly had a pretty good game so far, it looks like, eh?
Yeah, I mean, he's stepped up, you know, in the qualifier. We had to call on him to do quite a bit more work than was anticipated. And, you know, I think he stepped up to do that. I think, you know, I think he's been a little shell shocked by some of the bunch races, but he's hung in there. You know, he's done what he can, and he's gotten a taste for it now. And you know, I keep imparting to him that when I started, you know, it was the same thing for me.
Sure.
You know, I was struggling to finish some of my first big international races too. You know, so it takes time, and especially at this level, you know, this is probably of the three Commonwealth Games I've been to, this is the deepest field for the bunch racing. So, I mean, some young, really fast, strong guys here. And so it's a big challenge, especially for a young guy like him, but he's absorbing it, and it'll pay off, down the road for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And that's just the way it's got to be. You have to go through the rounds to make it up the ladder, so to speak. And talking about Remy, you know, too, I mean, And sort of yourself on the road and Remy, you know, when we interviewed him, I was saying to him, you know, I've always seen you on the road, and I mean, most guys have been on the track. You know, we did a story on Steve Bowers, the fact that he's taking over a role at the Milton Velodrome, and you know, we talked about his early days on the track and got some pictures from his dad, and of course, you know, you've got a rich career on the track, and of course now you're pushing in the road, so there's a definite overlap. But Remy, you know, was kind of a surprise. I mean, we were all thinking that it might be you or Jasmine that might medal, and there's Remy. You know, he just pulled it out of the hat, and talk a little bit about that and the last and that race where he made it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it was a surprise. I've been a fan of Remy and his abilities for quite a few years now. You know, I've seen him come up through nationals, and he's always had these glimmers that I was pretty sure could develop into something real. And even coming here, I told him, you know, probably our best shot in the scratch race was going to be him, because, you know, a lot of these guys here know me, and they know how I race those races, and they know sure. that I can be pretty dangerous if I get around in a group of four or five. And whereas Remy, you know, he's got a lot of the same kind of tool set as I do, especially in like the sprinting sides of things, where he's kind of really developed that speed in the last, you know, really few months. And I knew that they'd be more keen to have him go around. And so when I saw him go with that move, you know, that was kind of our game plan. It was like we wanted one of us to get around. It didn't really matter which one, mm-hmm. because we both knew we were both capable. Mm-hmm. I think he was a little questioning it at the beginning, but, you know, once he got in there and got a feel for it, you know, I think it went perfectly. And, you know, I think the result shows that, you know, he's gained a little confidence and started knocking on the door of those guys. They're certainly not going to give him the same kind of leash next time. And, you know, that's always good to get a little respect amongst those guys.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, he's always shown that he's got talent. And when I spoke to him, I just said I hadn't known much about his past on the track, even though he'd been racing. But his name sort of was always on the roadside, and now he really showed his talent and his skill, he got it. You know, it was kind of like the end of the track sessions, and He brought us a medal, so it was a kudos to him and the team and having the confidence to do it.
Yeah, for sure. I think it was great. It was good to just work with him as a teammate, and you know, like I said in some of my posts since then, you know, it's just been hugely satisfying to help guys like that sort of realize their potential maybe a little quicker than the opportunities that I had when I was having to learn those things on my own, you know, can give them one or two steps ahead, and it's paying off already, which is really good to see.
Yeah, absolutely. It's got to feel good for you to see that, you know, the talents there, and of course for the team, big boost for the team. And then the ladies come in and, you know, like you said, smashing on the mountain bike. So, now you are going to be, you mentioned to me that you are going to be on the time trial doing some, testing out tomorrow. So tell us what's coming up for you, in the TT in the road.
Yeah. So, obviously two pretty challenging races here. We rode the TT course a bit today. We're going to go out again tomorrow. It seems like it's a pretty quick course, but it's got some punchy little sections that are, you know, gonna really test your strengths. You know, I think certainly for a guy like Swain, it's gonna be a really solid course. You know, there's a lot of speed and a lot of momentum, but you need to have the strength to kind of make that pay dividends. And yeah, so I'm hoping with the team pursuit work, I'll be able to kind of split it up into nice blocks. You know, some punchy stuff and. Mm-hmm. And roll it hard there. You know, for me, it's just kind of another gauge of fitness going into other events. I'm certainly going to try and achieve the best result I can, and you know, hopefully we get some start times that allow me to give some feelers and some feedback to Swain, who I think really has the potential to pull down a good result. So
yep, sure.
Yeah, and then the road race. You know, I think you know, with Will coming in, and then. The young guys here, you know, it's going to be a mixed group, but these things at Commonwealth Games are always a bit of a weird dynamic, and I think the card that we have is just that, you know, it's a strong group of guys that like to race hard and race aggressive, and yeah, hopefully we can use that to our advantage. It's a tight little course with not a lot of long sections where you can see the guys in the brakes, so I think mm-hmm. it could be a challenge for a team to control, but you know, you never know. There's some really strong teams. Aussies and Kiwis are always come to play. So
yes, yeah, for sure. The other guys are definitely there, just like you are. You know, hoping to medal or hoping to you know, make the break or whatever. So
yeah,
and certainly young guys trying to make their mark as well. So everybody's got a challenge ahead of them. Some pretty exciting news on the Smart Stop side of things, with the team moving to Canada now and vying to, you know, upgrade and that all kind of sort of hit a little bit within the last month or even few weeks, and that's pretty exciting news for the team, eh?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just the team willing to be flexible and look to the markets that are, you know, both in terms of riders and in terms of sponsorship and just, you know, the where the opportunities are. I've been really impressed with the management there, both from the director of Sportive side with Mike Creed and then, you know, with the owners Jamie and Pat. I think they're really keen to grow the team in a really sustainable way, without, you know, putting any sort of timelines or anything on it that say, you know, we are going to be this by this time, you know, sort of setting the bomb, you know, and waiting for it to go off.
It's, yeah, yeah.
They're really just trying to look at the opportunities, look at what's best for the riders and the organization. And I think it has a huge amount of potential. You know, I think there's a core group of guys there that are a lot like the guys that I've seen on some of the really strong teams that I've been on in the past, you know, like Symmetrics, where there was a good dynamic of guys that were willing to sell out and in the interest of the team. And, it's been a real pleasure riding with them, and obviously my plan is to hopefully continue with that program, especially as it grows and now it making a bid to be more of a Canadian-based program. I think it's just a natural fit, you know. I think it's got some real potential, I really hope this goes the way that the management hopes it will. And even if it doesn't, I think it's still going to push the team in a new direction that's going to be positive for cycling in Canada and the riders on the team, as well as the new riders that potentially could come into it.
Yeah, there's no question what you're saying there. It's any way you look at it, it's positive for cycling in the country and for you know, when you three guys, you, Rob Britton and Chris Dahl signed on, it was a good sign, and it's always good to see Canadians, you know, getting onto good squads and having the opportunity to develop and then there's definitely opportunity and we need those opportunities so people can move up the ladder and feel what it's like to be in a on a bigger playing field, just like you were talking about Aiden Caves, you know, being on the track and being in the mix. Everybody needs to have that to improve. And so, and you know, Jamie coming from Jamie Bennett, the owner, one of the owners coming from Red Deer, Alberta, that connection is pretty, you know, kind of ties it all together in a way. So,
it, yeah, for sure. I mean, he's obviously extremely pro Canada, and you know, I think he even like right from the moment I met him, he was sort of picking my brain about what I thought about it, and he's done his due diligence too. You know, he's spent time, sat down and talked with other people who've run teams in Canada, and tried to avoid, you know, similar kinds of mistakes that may have been their pitfalls. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, certainly there's going to be challenges and things that stand in the way of SmartStop as well. But, you know, hopefully they've taken enough time to sort of avoid the ones that have already been made, and then we'll meet those new challenges as they come up for the team.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's like you said, it's going to be positive any way you look at it. It's just a question of which way it goes, but it's already paying dividends. And Chris Dahl has already shown some really good, had some good results this year, you know, so all together, and Rob Britton as well, and you know, so any way you look at it, it's good. You know, going forward for the rest of the season with SmartStop, what happens for you after the games?
Yeah, so I go from here. I go from Commonwealth Games to basically my first race back with the team will be the Tour of Colorado. Now that we got that invite, it's going to be another big goal for the team. You know, I think the team's being realistic about their expectations for these races, and you know, realizing that we're sort of stepping it up a level from some of the early season stuff. But you know, I think we have dangerous guys, and I'm going to go there to hopefully be one and also support the dynamic that we have, and hopefully can kind of continue some success there. And then Tour of Alberta obviously is a big one for all the Canadian guys on the team. You know,
yeah,
we want to have a good showing there and not really close out the season, but it's kind of the last big one for us. And we're looking forward to both. Pretty hungry group of guys in the squad right now to kind of take that chance at the next level. And there's a few of us that have done those races before, but there's some guys that are looking for the opportunity for the first time too. So I'm excited about both of those races and getting back with those guys. It's a real brotherhood there, and getting back working with Creed is something that always makes the sport a bit fun. So he's a bit of a character and a good guy to work for. So
there you go. There you go. Well, you know, it's interesting times, eh, Zach? I mean, you know, Leah Kirchman, you know, on the podium at La Course, and I think Tori Nyhaug got a silver at the BMX Worlds, and you know, just a lot of good pistons going in the Canadian engine, so to speak, and now the Commonwealth Games, some medals there, so the Velodrome coming in, and Smart Stuff coming to Canada, so lots of exciting things going on, and we want to thank you for spending time with us, you know, for sharing your thoughts on the games and what's happening in the sport, and wish you all the best going forward, and hope you guys can keep the medal roll going in the TT and the road race.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, bud.
All right, Zach, all the best. We'll talk soon.
All